Mr. Whitaker! Mr. Whitaker!
Hi, Lucy!
Oh, Kurt, you scared me!
I know. Just thought I'd liven up your morning.
You're so weird. Have you seen Mr. Whitaker? Connie said he was in the Bible room.
Sorry, he's not up here.
I really need to talk to him.
Really? About what?
Something you wouldn't understand, Kurt. Schoolwork.
Oh, nice. Thanks a lot.
You know, it's about an assignment Miss Medloff gave me for the Odyssey L. She wants me to do an article about those protesters who burned the flag.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about them. My dad says they're a bunch of weirdos.
Yeah, so does mine.
But you don't think so?
Well, to be honest, I really don't see what all the fuss is about. I mean, a flag is just a piece of cloth, and the First Amendment does guarantee free expression.
It does?
Yes, Kurt. Anyway, that's why I need to talk to Mr. Whitaker. Why are you up here?
I was looking at the Imagination Station. You ever been in it?
No, I haven't.
Me either. Come on in. It's really radical.
Yeah, it is pretty neat. Hey, look at this readout. American History, early 1800s.
Check out all these knobs and buttons. I wonder what this one does. Radical!
Yeah, it's great. Now open them back up, okay?
All right. I guess that one only closes them.
Well, then find the one that opens them.
Okay, okay. Let's try the red one.
I think you pushed the wrong button, Kurt. Kurt? Kurt, where are you? Behind the door, huh? All right, Kurt, what's the big idea?
All right, you. Stay right where you are.
I am. You're not Kurt.
No, I'm not. Get your hands up.
They're up.
Ralph, what is it, Kurt?
There's something here I think you should see.
All right, what so all fired him? What? Well, what do we have here?
My question exactly, Ross. Your men said this mansion was clear.
Obviously, it wasn't as clear as we thought it was. Who are you, mistress? One of the Madisons.
Madison? No, my name is Lucy.
Lucy, eh? You wear very strange clothing, Lucy. Are you a colonist?
No, I'm an American.
American? Well, American. I'm Major General Robert Ross, commander of the British Army, and this is Rear Admiral George Cochrane of His Majesty's Royal Navy. And we have just captured your city.
You captured Odyssey?
Odyssey.
Do you think you're in Greece?
Oh, wait a minute. The readout on the Imagination Station said American History, early 1800. This must be the War of 1812.
Perhaps you'd feel better if you had something to eat or drink. Your president and his wife left us quite a feast.
Before they ran away, that is.
President Madison?
You do know who he is, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, Admiral.
What is it, Sergeant?
Just want to let you know, sir, that everything's all set and we're ready to pull out.
Thank you, Sergeant. Well, it seems you won't have time for that meal after all.
Ah, I knew it. Well, come on then, Mistress Lucy. We'd better get outside.
Wait a minute. If President Madison left the feast, then that means we're in Washington.
Correct.
And this is the White House.
Is that what he calls it? I thought it was just the President's mansion.
Well, no matter. It shan't be white for long. Bring the torches.
Yes, sir.
Torches? What do you need torches for?
Why, to set it on fire, of course.
Torches ready, sir.
Proceed.
No, please. I won't let you. I won't.
Mistress Lucy, mistress, stop. Stop it. It's done.
No.
Ah, there. It's only a building.
Only a building?
Do you have any place to go in the city, mistress?
No. No place.
Well, the British military is not in the habit of incarcerating young girls.
No, but she can't just stay here. I have it. We'll leave her with one of the local gentry. Cockburn, what was the name of that doctor fella we stayed with on the way in?
Oh, yes. Nice chap. Beams.
That's it. We'll leave her with Dr. Beams.
Yes. Wait. When you first saw me, you thought I was someone else. Kurt.
Does this Kurt fella live around here?
No. In fact, I don't know where Kurt is.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Lord, for not giving dogs the ability to climb trees. So this is the imagination station, huh? Great. Nice, Poochies. Here. Fetch the stick. Fetch. Okay. No sticks. Oh, boy. Help! Somebody! Anybody?
All right, animals. All right. Back. You've done your job. Good dogs.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thanks. I didn't think I was ever going to get down from here.
You ain't getting down yet, neither.
What? But I've been up here...
Just stay right where you are.
Benjamin?
Over here. The dogs. Put them up a tree.
Look, mister. I don't know who you think I am.
Quiet, you.
Easy, Benjamin. Easy. Let's not lose all compassion.
Compassion? That's just what he wants. I know all his British tricks.
British? Hey, I'm not British. Do I sound British to you? I don't even like English muffins.
Oh, quiet now.
Benjamin, let him down out of the tree, please.
Well, all right. But take it nice and slow.
Thank you.
This is your British straggler, Benjamin? Why, he's just a boy.
Yeah, I'm just a boy.
What is your name, boy?
Kurt Stevens.
Well, mine is Beans, Dr. William Beans. Where are you from? I don't recognize you.
Odyssey.
Odyssey? Oh, is that here in Maryland?
Maryland? No, it's in another state.
Ah, did you hear, Benjamin? 'Tis a visitor your dogs have chased up the tree. Well, the forest at night is no place for a visitor, especially a boy. Come back to my house and I'll fill you with warm food and you can tell me what you were doing out here so late. Good night, Benjamin.
Night, Poochies.
There. Nothing like a mug of warm milk to help you sleep.
Thank you.
Now, let me see if I understand you correctly. You were out in the forest because you were looking for a young girl?
That's right. Her name's Lucy Schultz.
Well, it's very dangerous, you know, for two youngsters to be out so late, especially with all these British stragglers looking about.
Not to mention Benjamin's dogs. Just what is a straggler anyway?
Well, a straggler is a soldier who runs away from the army, a deserter. There have been quite a few around since the British came through last week on their way to Washington City.
Hey, you think the British might have my friend?
The young lady?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't seem very likely.
Could we go to Washington City and see? You know, to make sure she's safe and stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have a friend up at Fort McHenry by the name of Skinner, John Skinner. He deals in prisoner exchanges. If anyone would know whether the British have your friend, he would. I'll send word to him tomorrow. All right?
Well, I don't know. I mean...
Dr. Beans! Dr. Beans!
Oh, that's Benjamin.
Dr. Beans!
What is it, man?
The British. They're coming up the street.
Well, so they are. Inform the others, Benjamin. Tell them to have the stragglers ready.
Yes, Dr. Beans!
It looks like Ross and Cockburn.
I don't believe it.
What?
It's my friend. It's Lucy.
What? Where?
Right there, on the horse. Hey, look.
Quiet, Kurt.
What's the big idea?
I'm sorry, but you mustn't call out to your friend.
Why?
Because while it may be odd for the British Army to have captured a young woman, it's not at all odd for them to capture young men and press them into servitude.
That's a good reason.
Just stay here and let me handle this.
Okay.
Gentlemen.
Dr. Beans.
Greetings, General Ross, Admiral Cockburn.
It's most pleasant to see you again, Doctor.
We've brought you a gift. This is Mistress Lucy. We found her in Washington City.
She had no place to go, so we brought her to you.
Well, she's most welcome. Hello, Lucy. I'm Dr. Beans.
Hi.
I'm afraid she's a bit distressed because we had to burn down your president's mansion.
Yes, along with your capital building, your treasury department, and your navy yard.
Oh, I see. Well, I hope we'll be able to cheer her up. Meanwhile, I have a gift for you as well. Bring them.
What is this?
We've captured several of your stragglers, General.
captured?
Yes. They were looting farms in the area, so we caught them and put them in jail, and I now give them back to you.
Am I to understand, sir, that you have jailed several members of His Majesty's army?
Well, yes, we had to.
How dare you?
I beg your pardon.
Dr. Beans, when we last passed through here, you gave your solemn pledge that you would not raise your hand against this army.
But they were stealing from us.
I don't care what they were doing. You have broken your pledge, and now you will suffer the consequences. Clap this man in irons.
Yes, sir. Come with me.
Wait. Ross, what are you doing?
He's to be taken back to the fleet where he'll stand trial. Break his word, will he?
But what about the girl?
We'll take her with us. We'll take her back to England if we have to. Release those men and move out.
Come on up, Mistress Lucy. You can ride with me.
Great. Just great. What am I going to do now?
We'll hear more of today's adventure in Odyssey right after this. And now, back to the adventure.
You! Boy! What happened?
They took him. He gave them the stragglers, and they got mad and took him, too. And my friend.
Dr. Beans is our leading citizen. We gotta get him back.
Tell me about it. I want my friend back, too.
Oh, but how? We can never take on the British.
There's gotta be some way. Mr. Whittaker wouldn't just dump us in here and not give us a... Wait a minute.
What?
That's it. Where's Fort McHenry?
Well, in Baltimore. Why?
Because Dr. Beans mentioned someone there who might be able to help us. A man named Skinner.
You say Dr. Beans and your friend were carried off by the British?
Yes, sir.
This is bad. Very bad. We're going to need some legal help. And I know just the man for the job, a lawyer friend of mine.
Well, great. When do we go?
You mean, when do I go? You're staying here.
What? Why?
For several reasons, not the least of which this is going to be a very dangerous journey. Major! Major Armistead!
Yes?
Could I see you for a moment?
Hey, I don't care about the danger.
Well, I do. Ha, Major.
Skinner, off on another one of your prisoner swaps?
Yes, and a very important one. Would you see to it that this young man has food and lodging while I'm away?
I think we can manage that.
Excellent. Now, don't worry, Kurt. We'll have them back before you know it. Farewell.
I sure hope you're right, Mr. Skinner.
Doctor, I have some food for you.
Oh, Mistress Lucy. Thank you.
I'm sorry they're keeping you all locked up this way.
Oh, nonsense. I only regret that you and I haven't had a chance to talk. We have a mutual friend, you know.
We do? Who?
Kurt.
You've seen Kurt?
Shh! Not so loud. He was in my house when I was taken.
You're kidding. Then why didn't he come out?
Well, he wanted to, but I stopped him. No sense in his being taken, too.
Yeah. I can't believe we were that close to each other.
Well, I wanted you to see him. You looked as though you needed cheering.
Yeah, I guess I did. I just couldn't believe they burned all those buildings.
Well, they're just blocks of stone.
Yeah, and a flag is just a piece of cloth.
What?
Oh, it was just something I said before I came here. But they're not just blocks of stone and pieces of cloth. They're symbols of what we stand for what we believe. To see them burned was like having part of me burned.
Then it seems you've learned something on this voyage.
Yeah. Well, what's going to happen to us?
Well, when we get to where we're going, I'm sure they'll release you eventually, and they'll try me for whatever crimes they think I've committed. Wherever we're going, though, we seem to be in an awful hurry to get there.
Yeah. We've only stopped once since we came on board, and that was to pick up two passengers.
Passengers? Oh, were they soldiers?
No, just regular people. They're eating with General Ross and Admiral Cockburn right now.
I wonder who they could be.
I'll tell you who we are. Your liberators.
Skinner, John Skinner.
How are you, Doctor?
Fine now. Then Kurt did remember.
Indeed he did. He came to me directly after you were taken.
Kurt did?
Oh, I'm sorry, Lucy. This is John Skinner. I told Kurt about him in hopes that he'd find you, and now he seems to have found us both.
Not only found, but released.
But how did you manage that?
Well, for one thing, I brought along affidavits from several British prisoners, telling how well they've been treated. That pummeled Ross's conscience, but just to make sure, I also brought along Francis.
Oh.
Francis?
A lawyer friend of mine. No one can resist his silver tongue.
He's up on the deck now. Come.
Not just yet, my dear Mr. Skinner. There's been a slight change of plan.
Admiral Cockburn, what is the meaning of this? You and General Ross agreed to let us go, all of us.
And indeed we shall, after our next campaign.
And just where might that be?
Baltimore. I'm going to clean out that den of privateers once and for all.
What has that to do with us?
My dear Mr. Skinner, you know our plans. Well, you can hardly expect us to let you go on shore in advance of us. No, no, here you'll stay until we've won. Oh, you can join your friend now. The shelling will start very soon, so you'll want to get a good seat. We're far enough to be safe, but close enough to see everything.
Baltimore.
I take it that's not good, huh?
No, and it's much worse than you realize, Miss Lucy. You see, to take Baltimore, they must first destroy Fort McHenry.
So?
Fort McHenry is where I left our friend Kurt.
Kurt?
What's the matter, Kurt?
I can't go to sleep.
I said I'd wake you the moment they return.
I know, but what if I miss something?
You won't miss anything.
Oh! Yeah, I see what you mean.
Oh! On the wall!
What is it?
It's the British, sir. They're shelling us from the river.
Return fire!
Yes, sir! It's no good, sir!
Blast! They're sitting too far out, and we can't reach them. They think they can sit out there patiently and wait for us to surrender. We'll never surrender. Do you hear? Never.
Whoa! I don't think they heard you, Major.
No, but I know a way we can get our message across.
What's happening? What's going on?
Francis, can you see anything through the glass?
No, nothing but smoke and dust. Here, Mistress Lucy, you take the glass. Your eyes are younger. Perhaps they'll see more.
Smoke and dust, how very appropriate, for that's all that will be left by the time I'm finished.
Hey, something is happening over there. Oh, no.
What is it, Lucy?
They're lowering the flag.
Oh, I'm so soon. It isn't even breakfast yet.
Wait a minute. They're not lowering the flag. They're replacing it.
What?
Yes, with a bigger flag. Bigger and more beautiful than the first one.
You wanted an answer, Admiral. Well, there it is.
Well, we'll see about that. Pass the word to increase the barrage!
Stopped. After 24 hours, it's finally stopped.
Mistress Lucy, can you see anything?
No, it's still too dark.
It's almost dawn. You may be able to make something out by the morning light.
Well, during the night, I was able to see the flag by the glare of the bursting shells.
Francis, where's Cockburn?
Gone to one of the forward ships, I believe.
That can mean only one thing. The fort has fallen.
No, no, it can't. It mustn't. Look again, Mistress Lucy. Can you see anything? Is the flag still there?
I don't know. Wait. Yes, it is. I see it. It's tattered and torn, but it's still there. It's still there.
The ships are weighing anchor. They're leaving. It's over. At last, our long night is over. Fort McHenry stands.
Praise the power that preserves us a nation.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I couldn't help noticing that you've been writing all night long.
Oh, yes, just some thoughts. A poem, actually.
May I read it?
Well, of course, Mistress Lucy. Read it aloud.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming? And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave, or the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Lucy? Lucy!
Kurt? Kurt, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I was in the fort.
I know. I was in one of the ships.
That was radical. I've got to tell somebody.
Oh there. What's the rush, Kurt?
Oh, Mr. Whitaker, listen. Don't ever get rid of the imagination station. It's radical.
Well, thanks, Kurt. I'll keep that in mind.
Well, hi, Lucy.
Hello, Mr. Whitaker.
Connie said you wanted to talk to me about an article you have to write. Something about flag burning?
Yeah, I did, but not anymore. Now I know exactly what I want to say.
Oh, thus be it ever when free men shall stand between their loved home and the war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must, when our cause it is just, and this be our motto, in God is our trust. The next time someone tries to tell you that God didn't have any place in our nation's history, tell them about this last verse I just read from the Star-Spangled Banner. It is only through trust in God that we can remain the land of the free and the home of the brave. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.